This morning is this morning. There's no doubt about it. And it is the day that the Lord has made. And in the midst of it, there is goodness, there is greatness, and God has everything in his hand under his control. So I'm just moving my notes into position here. So yeah. So this morning, what better way to wake it up? We woke up this morning. I was watching a video online of the Beach Hut Cafe down at Steamer Point, and Ron was on there just doing a video live of the sun starting to rise above the back of the Isle of Wight. And it was just gorgeous, blue sky, calm water like a mill pond, just little lapping waves touching the shore. And the Lord speaks about, you know, when harvest is coming, he was speaking years ago about that the fish that were desperate to get caught would come and would jump onto the shores here, would be on the pebble beaches. So every time I'm down at the water's edge, I'm expectant, because water reminds me of what the Lord is promising that's coming to these shores of the United Kingdom, a harvest like has never been seen before. So when you're waking up in the morning and it's a morning like this, the leaves are falling off the tree and we're shifting into the autumnal season of getting ready for winter. But yet there's something that is beautiful in the midst of that. And in Psalm 30, verse 5, we read there that weeping may tarry for the night. Now listen, wait for it. But joy comes in the morning. And that's what this is about. It's the joy of the Lord, because when the joy of the Lord overwhelms you, then everything else that has been tarrying through the nighttime hours, well, go. You've got no place here. You've got no rights here. You've got no authority over my life, because I live under the umbrella, under the canopy of the living God. And he says that I have an abundant life and that joy is my portion. So when you're waking up in the morning, you want to be the person that actually thinks, wow, I have joy today because I am a son or a daughter of the living God who lives in me, and out of me will flow rivers of living water. And you just declare that over yourself right now, that out of you will flow the rivers of the living God's water that actually was birthed in you, positioned in you, equipping you for this season and for this time of life, that God does not do mistakes. And so when he gives you a gift, he gives it for you to use. And it says if it overflows out of your body like rivers of living water, that means you've got something special that you carry inside you that has to come out and bless others. You know, so we are a blessing carriers. We carry the blessings and the favor of God that rests upon us. We get to operate in it and we get to share it. We get to give it away. Now, to me, that is a good news to start off a morning, a Sunday morning here in November. But God is here right in the midst of you. God is in your room right now with you. There is no doubt about it. Scripture verifies it. Scripture underlines it. And the word of God does not lie. So we leave that with you this morning, that you are an anointed, blessed son or daughter of the living God. Your children that are in your household get the benefits of that, because what you carry is also their inheritance. So when they grow up, they're going to be moving in signs, wonders, and miracles that the Lord has ordained them to be birthed into your home. And they are not there by mistake. They are not a mistake of any shape or form. And no matter what is wrong with them, God has them and holds them in the palms of his hands. And you can have no doubt in that, because God is God and he is good, good, good. You know, so we bless him this morning because he is our living person. He is the one that dwells inside us. And great is the excitement that comes upon us when we see that expression and we get to actually step into, you know, that when the Bible speaks about they were at the tent of meeting, and that tent would housed the actual tabernacle, that, you know, the dwelling place of the Lord, that when he came down to live amongst men, you know, that was a powerhouse in under the canopy of that tent. But it says, you know, when it says about it that when Moses came out, the likes of Joshua and other ones stayed outside their tents facing towards the tent of meeting, because there was something about the presence of the Lord that they just loved, they desired, and they could feel it resonating from the tent. and that they were part of it because they were in the proximity of the presence of God. And God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. You know, so this day, I want you to say over yourself right now that I am a carrier of the joy of the Lord. That's it. Come on. Say it again. I am a carrier of the joy of the Lord. And say, I thank you, Jesus, for the deposit that dwells within me. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you here today, because great is what you're about to do in the midst of the people of the Lord. When we look at scriptures and we realize this is us that is speaking about. It's not speaking about the guy in Timbuktu. It's not speaking about a guy in South Africa. It's speaking about you today. You who are listening, this is the word of the Lord for you today. This is who you are. And if you've never heard of a message like this before, well, then take note, because it's going to open your eyes to the truth that lies within scripture, that you are a powerhouse, that you are anointed and you are appointed by the living God. And this is his gift to you. It is a gift. Use it. So when we talk about emotions and we talk about passion, well, passion in the dictionary is a strong and barely controllable emotion. Yo-ho, come on. It's a strong and barely controllable emotion. It's not designed to be controlled. When you get passionate about something, you get involved with it. Your focus is on it. And some people actually can't breathe without being involved in it. And that's how much things can take over your life. You become passionate about something. And our heart is today that you become passionate about the Lord Jesus Christ, his ways and his blessings for your life, because he is your Lord. He is your God. He is the one that brought you into the kingdom of life. He gave you life the very minute you breathed in. And as he said, yes, Jesus, I accept what you've done for me, and I love you with all my heart now. My burdens are lifted at Calvary. When I met Jesus at the cross, he took all my burdens away. He washed away all my past, all my wrongdoings. They're gone. They're not remembered by him. Maybe I remember some of them, but he blessed us to actually have a freedom, that in that freedom, passion comes, because at that moment, at that point, when you get introduced to Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord God, your friend, then something that gets removed off you, there's a lightness that comes and joy comes with it, because you can't help yourself express how excited you are that all the past has been washed away, that you feel that freedom, you feel the intensity of his presence. And then what comes after that? Well, he just comes and he douses us. He blesses us. He pours his spirit upon us and baptizes us in as a son or daughter into the kingdom of God that is alive, vibrant and kicking and about to do greater exploits than it has ever seen before. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise God. This is good news today. So we experience passion in the presence of God. We experience it when we're around the presence of God. He is passionate. He is passionate for us. He is the lover of our souls. And then Psalm 16 and verse 11, you will make known to me the way of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. There's two things that go together. Presence that brings fullness of joy, and at his right hand, there is pleasures forevermore. Come on. Isn't that good news today? If you've forgotten what it was to have that joy when you first came into relationship with Jesus, well, then you're the one that has moved away from it. Not God, not Jesus, not Holy Spirit. And sometimes in life, we've got to come back into that place of, God, I need to reconnect with you. I need to be around your presence because I want that joy. In fact, God, I need some joy in my life. And many of you are like that today, that you're at between a rock and a hard place and life has overwhelmed you. At that point, you need to take advantage of the God-given gift that was given to you and step back into him. Refocus on him and allow him to overwhelm you again with great joy and the blessings that he has for you at his hands. It's normal to have emotional feelings when we are in his presence, and joy is one of the emotions that we're blessed with. Wow, what a blessing. And when he blesses you with joy, because there's joy that comes, and I've mentioned it here in a minute, but there's joy that comes, and when you laugh and your face smiles, there's something about the actual laughter and your face in getting involved with it, like being joyous and letting other people see it, that changes your emotion. Because you cannot mix a depressed person with a happy person. Joy and depression don't mix. They weren't designed to mix. They're totally different. The world's apart. But when God touches you, when God moves upon you, that gets broken. And it's like almost what the enemy has tried to weigh you down with and wipe your life out. Then God comes in with his joy, and his emotion touches your emotion. Your heart gets ignited with the passion that he has. And something in you stirs, something in you breaks, something in you shifts, and you begin to walk out in this new journey onto the joy of the Lord, his expression in you, operating through you. You know, so Psalm 51 and verse 11 and 12, well, in there it talks about, do not cast me away from your presence. Mm-hmm. So this is David. So obviously he had had some sense of the presence and was feeling that he wasn't actually connected anymore. So he's saying to the Lord, do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. And 51 verse 12 says, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Yeah. No, it doesn't. It says there, restore to me the joy of your salvation. It's God's salvation. It's him that brought it and put it on the table. And it was there for us to say yes to and take of it. You know, so, and he says, I will sustain and sustain me with a willing spirit. A willing spirit is one that is humbled and prepared to humble yourself and come back into that place of connection with the Father. You know, that 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people humble themselves, forget your pride, folks. Forget your arrogance, but get back into relationship with your God today and encounter the joy of the Lord that is your rights to have. But your rights is only your rights if you take the opportunity to grab your rights. You can get through, you can be in around the presence of God and allow yourself not to be impacted, not to be affected by it, because there's part of you that's so caught up in your life, so caught up in your world, that you haven't realized there's an easier route to step in to your Father's life in you and walk with his ways surrounding your life. And today, humble yourself and come back into that right place, that right relationship with the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and allow him to actually be there all over your life, his stamp, his heart, his plans, his purposes for your life, and walk with him. So David, in this instance, had experienced a removal of God's presence, and he loved what he had felt and was desiring it to come back again. And he understood that it is God that carries salvation. It is God that we encounter. It is God that has made this possible for us to say yes to Jesus Christ. So we want to be linked in with him. Salvation is an inheritance, the entranceway into his presence. And with it comes an expression of joy. We said about it earlier, when Jesus lifts your burdens away and washes your slate clean, there is a joy, there's freedom that comes, burdens are lifted, and there is something, a lightness in your spirit, because it's like you've been washed clean. And it's like he said, it's like a blackboard, and he's taken all your past, all your wrongdoings, and he has wiped it all away. So it's not there anymore. The blood of Jesus has paid a price, and you've been set free. So enjoy the freedom that you have and enter into the joy that comes with it. When we encounter joy, we are encountering one third of the kingdom of God. And we see that in Romans. We'll look at that later. As there's three parts of the kingdom. There's righteousness, peace, and joy. So that's what it says in Romans, and we'll look at that. But one third of it is joy. So if you're not joyful, then there's a reason why it's you're not joyful. And that shows me you've got to change. Because God doesn't change. So who's your connector to get your joy? Him, the presence, the Holy Spirit. And if you're not revolving your life with that all over you, then you're missing out, because there is greater depths in the Father for you, awaiting you. And the Lord wants you to be part of it. He is desiring you today to actually step Stop and change what you're doing and refocus your life back onto the Father. Refocus your life onto connecting with Him and being around Him, being in His presence. That your eyes want to look at nothing down here on the world, but your eyes want to turn heavenward and your focus be heavenward and allow the Father to come in to saturate you, to marinate you, and to be all around you and develop you within His kingdom plan. Amen. Isaiah 61. And verse 3, to grant those who mourn in Zion. I'm done with mourning. I don't want to do mourning anymore. That's a hard place, and nobody wants to be there. And sometimes there's seasons where we walk through that in life. But you know what? They end. There is light at the end of the tunnel. It will shift, and it will change for you. And it says that giving them a garland instead of ashes. Come on. Who wants a garland today placed around their neck from the Father of lights, from your Father, the glory carrier, and the glory of the Lord? It would descend. He wraps it around your neck as a sign that He is loving you as a son or a daughter. And then it goes on to say, the oil of gladness instead of mourning. Come on. I want the oil of gladness instead of mourning, because it shifts the atmosphere, the weightiness and the drudgery of doing life under that, that burden. And something breaks when the anointing of the Lord comes. The oil of gladness takes you from one place and brings you into a new place, a new reality of what it's like to live under the flow of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So you're joy carriers. And in verse 7 of Isaiah 61, it says there as well, instead of your shame, you will have a double portion. Come on. And instead of humiliation, how many people have been humiliated in life and have felt that and the impact in your spirit of what people place on you and how you've been attacked and how you've been downtrodden? Hey, let me read this on, because there's good news here. And they will shout for joy over their portion. Therefore, they will possess a double portion. Hear that? They will possess not just a portion, but they will possess a double portion in their land. Hear the word of the Lord. It does not lie, and it is for you. Get your ears open today. Hear what God is saying to you, because it's good news. And the very last part of that, it says, possess a double portion in their land. Everlasting joy will be theirs. Come on. Here we go. Good news. Everlasting joy. I mean, it springs up, it bubbles up. I mean, whoever invented the 3-in-1 oil that we have, most of us are in our garages or in our sheds. You know, was that a believer that put that together? That Father, Son, and Holy Spirit create an oil that changes everything, that loosens things, frees things up, and brings delight into the movement that's around your life. Praise God for 3-in-1 oil. Amen. And that's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You got to dwell where they are. And in dwelling where they are, well, then your life is full. Your life overflows and something shifts, because there's something about being around that presence, being around your Father, being around the one that loves you more than anyone else. Luke 2 and verse 10. And so the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy. Not just joy, but great joy. Joy, joy, joy. Deep down in my soul, it's something that rocks you. It's something that moves you and takes you into another dimension with the Lord. So in Luke 2:10, he was saying that this is what he's coming to do, to bring the good news and great joy. The two interconnect, good news, great joy, and we move forward on that basis. Amen. So joy, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Remember that old song? Burdens are lifted at Calvary. And so there's truth in these songs. There's truth in these hymns. It's a connection to Jesus that brings us into the connection of the kingdom. And God's intention is for us to be happy. And joy is a manifestation of this encounter. Joy is a manifestation of this encounter. So when you step into the joy, when you step into the glory, other things become insignificant and you get enveloped in a presence. You get enveloped in the Spirit of the Lord that brings freedom to your life. Amen. Luke 1 and verse 44. John, this is about John when he was in the womb of Elizabeth. And it says, therefore, behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leapt in my womb for what? For joy. Because John was about to get birthed, as Jesus was about to get birthed into this season of good news and great joy. And even sensing that presence between the two mothers' wombs, John leapt for joy because he was about to enter into a season that he was designed for, planned for, and he knew what joy was because he experienced it within the womb. Amen? So you are designed to have joy. It is a God-given gift. It is not an emotional wreckage journey. It is a gift of God that we step into, and you've got a choice in it. And so your choice should be yesterday. God, give me the joy. Fill me, fill me, fill me. Let my cup overflow. And so Luke 6 and verse 21, blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be what? You will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. So the pressures of life and the circumstances of life, the Lord says that they will shift. They're not always there forever and a day. They're there for a small season, and we get to walk through it, but we grow in it, but we will come out the other side. It says, for you will laugh. And you'll laugh at what you've just walked through, because you'll know that your God has held you, that he has got you in the palms of his hand, and he has been leading you through that season where you felt everything is against you, your friends have deserted you, there is nobody there that cares about me, and I need my God more than ever. And you know, what drives you back to the foot of the cross is a need that you know that you know that you know you need Jesus in and around your life and his presence. When is the time to laugh? Well, all the time. When you've got one third of the kingdom in you, then get that one third out and activate it. You know, sometimes you don't feel like laughing, but the Bible speaks about laughter as a gift from God. So practice it, put it into place in your life, and enjoy it. Because what time was Jesus speaking of? Well, he was speaking about now. You're alive now. He is alive now. And so he's speaking about now. When the kingdom comes, laughing and partying will be the result. When the Lord comes back to the world and we get to be with him, he's taking us into a marriage feast of the Lamb. That is the most joyous thing you could look for, is a wedding that has full of joy and a feast at the end of it, so you get to be part of it for the day. But our one will be eternal. And when did the kingdom come? The kingdom came the minute you said yes to Jesus Christ. Your life changed. And in Matthew 4:17, from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at hand. You're blessed with two of them. So you've got a double portion, folks. Come on. A double portion that's in you. And if you tune in and connect with it, it's there for your benefit, so out of your benefit, others get to benefit. Amen? Release joy now to everyone. This is the season to release joy. So years ago, I'm just going to play you a little bit of this. This is a pastor in America, a black pastor, who is actually starting his message, and listen to what happens.
Look at somebody behind you and say, in a matter of minutes. Glory to Jesus. In a matter of minutes. Praise God. What if you could do like brain surgery on you in just a matter of minutes and fix your brain so it thinks right? God,
Now, that's only just a small clip. The actual recording of that, I think, is on something like 28 minutes. This man of God does not get to preach the word, but everybody left that day out of his church with the joy of the Lord, because the more you listen to him, his laugh became infectious because of what was in him was bubbling out, and he could not control it, and it impacted, infected, and actually blessed everybody that was listening to that day. So there's something about laughter that is infectious. And when you laugh, I mean, how many of you have seen the video of the guy going on the subway in London, sitting in the train carriage, and he just says, and people are looking at him and thinking, you know, because they're all reading their papers, being ever so, you know, and this guy just builds up. And, you know, within 3 minutes, there wasn't hardly a dry eye in that carriage, and everybody had caught what he was releasing, that joy was coming out of him and others were getting impacted. He shifted the rest of their day because he released what he had, the joy of the Lord, and they got impacted by it. So it's good news. You know, so the joy of the Lord is our strength, it says. Nehemiah 8 and verse 10, do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your what? It is your strength. So if you're weak today and you've been feeling oppressed, weighed down, and not making it through life, there's the key. You're not connected to the joy that's inside you that God gave you as a gift to help you rise above life circumstances and to be joyous. Even in dark, dark seasons, when worship and praise become part of you, there's something in you that lifts to the Father, and the Father rains down upon you, and out of you will flow rivers of living water. The only thing is, you're the one that's in control of the tap. If you don't go to your tap and connect it with the throne room, well, then you're the blockage. So the Lord gives you an open door today to come and to begin to allow him and you to turn on the tap and create the flow that's in you but has never actually been released. So I just release that over you right now, that you get to experience and encounter the life flow, the joy flow of the Lord in your spirit, deep down in the pit of your stomach where your spirit is, because you are a spiritual, emotional, physical, and contain supernatural strength that comes upon you when you tap in to what God has for your life today. Amen. So laughing 100 times is equal to 10 minutes of a rowing machine. I say that again. Laughing 100 times is equal to 10 minutes on a rowing machine. So you need to practice what it is during the day. Practice laughing. I think there's statistics somewhere that when a child is laughing, the child will laugh sometimes up to 400 times a day. Now, if you're above 20 and even above 40, 50, look at yourself. How many times in a day do you laugh now? Become as a little child in the kingdom of God. Return it back. Search it out. Seek it out. And tap into that source that was birthed in you as a child, but somehow life has been stealing from you. It's time today to turn it around and get back in to the river of God that sets you free. Amen. Joy is a source from the Lord of empowerment, a source that is a weapon which releases kingdom power in and through our daily lives. Amen. I want some of that power. I want to be flowing in the power of God. I want to change and impact lives. I want to be a bubbler out there where everybody else is a grumbler, but I want to bring light. I want to be the one that actually gets on the train and laughs and releases joy in the train. Is that you today? Do you want that as well? Jesus was in connection continuously because it speaks in Luke 10, 21. He was full of joy. Full of joy is like being drunk in the Holy Spirit. And it says in Luke 10, 21, at that very time, he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit, greatly in the Holy Spirit. That means it was just like overwhelming. There was no holding back. He got in there, he jumped in there, and he knew what it was to praise and praise the Father. Praise shifts something over your life. Joy comes when you praise. Amen. Acts 13:52. The disciples were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Jesus had taught them well. He taught them what it was like to be filled with the joy of the Lord and to be operating under the Holy Spirit in that state of, well, some people could call it drunkenness, but it's a Holy Spirit drunken. You know, and I remember one night back in St. Patrick's in Northern Ireland, there was a man from America speaking. They did this fire tunnel at the end of the night, and we went through the fire tunnel, and Sharon went down. She got absolutely blasted by the Holy Spirit, came upon her. I mean, she was crawling across the floor, trying to get back over to a column which she could lean against. And then when it ended, we got her up on her feet, and we were walking her down out of the front gates. And another bloke, Winston, was with us. And the three of us were walking to head back to the car. And you know what? They were so inebriated under the Holy Spirit that I had to stop and grab Winston because he was staggering. He was so drunk, he was heading through a plate glass shop window front. I had to go grab him and pull him back. And three, four young people came past me. They were probably about 17, 18. And they looked at us, and one of them turned around and said, "That's disgusting. You people your age, drunk on a Friday night." We says, "We're not drunk. We're full of God." And they were, "Ah, yeah, right." You know, but they didn't understand that we had been in the presence of our King, that we had been moved and passion had been stirred in our life, and joy, joy, joy was bubbling out of us. Amen. So there is a season when joy comes upon you that you can't help it. You know, you want to be people that live with a constant LUI. You say to me, "Well, what is LUI? Well, LUI is a statement for you now, living under the influence. You want to live under the influence of your God. You want to live in the influence of your God, and you want to dwell from that place, and you want what's in you to bubble out and touch others from that place. Amen. So I said earlier that joy is a choice. You can choose whether or not you step in or whether or not you just say, "Well, that's for them. They're that wild bunch crazy out there." No, when God gives gifts, he gives them to all. There is no segregation. When God gives you a gift, he gives it for a reason, because he knows that it's good for you. And so we want the gifts of the Lord to be operational in our hearts, in our spirits, and to take us to other levels. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. We live by faith, not by sight. We need to live by faith and not out of our feelings. We need to live by faith and not our feelings. So faith is the expression. So when you don't even feel like laughing, you step into that place and you begin to laugh, because you know that is a faith step for you, believing that when you make the move, if God has given you joy, it's in you. So you step into that realm, you position yourself to be in that realm of joy. And so laughter is like a faith step that you take. I laugh because it's right, not because I feel like it. So if you want to get back to the 400 times a day of children laughing, well, then you got to do something. You got to change where you are, because where you are now is not where you were when you were a child. So something's got to shift. Something's got to change. Take us back into that place of laughing and of the joy of the Lord. You know, I know Victor loves laughing, loves the joy of the Lord. So it's all good. Amen. Faith is a choice that we make in living out of our beliefs. The joy of the Lord is a choice. You can keep it inside, keep it to yourself, but there's something more powerful when you get to release it and to live and walk in it. Everything in the kingdom happens by choice through faith. Through faith, we take a step in giving. Through faith, we'll take a step into loving someone. We'll take a step to forgiving someone, and we'll take a step to serving one another. And laughter is another step. Joy and laughter is another step of faith. When we don't feel like it, we press in and see God shift and change things. Amen. If we can stop laughing when we start laughing, if we can stop laughing, then when we start laughing, it's a choice we choose. If you're laughing and you can stop it, well, then the opposite is that when you're not laughing, you can start it. Natural law of physics. Like that guy got overtaken by Holy Spirit on his platform and began to actually just ooze out across the congregation, his people, laughter and joy. And I'm sure there was a lot of them in that service that day that needed that just to wash off all the nonsense of the week and to allow the Lord just to, come on, step into the presence of the King. Ephesians 5 and 18. Do not be drunk with wine, which leads to debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Come on, folks. That's where we should be living all of the time. And the word be filled is a Greek meaning that is present tense verb with a continual sense of an ongoingness. So it's a filling every day and everywhere we go, we should have that filling in us, oozing out of us. We must learn to laugh in order to cultivate joy. Drinking is a required activity we must take part in. Just like you drink water because you need it, you drink joy in because you need it also. It should be part and parcel of your everyday joy, joy, joy. Everything about the kingdom is cultivated. Loving is cultivated. Giving is cultivated. Faith is cultivated. Wisdom from the Lord is cultivated. And so it is with laughter and joy. It needs to be cultivated as well. That's our part. God gives the gift. It's our part to stir it up and to walk in and step into it. Amen. So drinking releases the kingdom, God's presence in us and through us. John 17 and verse 13. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world. These things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. My joy fulfilled in themselves. Come on. There was an actual occasion when the disciples, after Jesus had gone through and it came out of the grave again, he met them in the road to Emmaus in Luke 24, 32. And it says, we're not our hearts burning within us when he was speaking to us on the road? And that is the sort of encounter that you want to dwell in, where your heart is burning because you know that your Lord, your Jesus, is around you and he is part of you and that you are walking out life with him at your central case of doing life. Amen. So we want to be tapped in to a resource that God has given as a gift. We cannot reject the gift because we cannot reject the gift giver. And so it is part of you, but whether you step into it and use it is your choice. Today, I'm giving you a chance to step in to the joy of the Lord, to that expression of peace. The peace like a river flows out of you when joy is there. Come on. My joy fulfilled in themselves. Now, if I take a full bottle of water here, you all know what a bottle of water is like. So that's like the presence of the Lord. And then the Lord comes to us and he's doing this. But it overflows because we're a smaller vessel than he is. He has got so much more for us to have than we have to hold. So we want as much of it as we can get, because the Lord has a gift for us and he is pouring it out today, right now as we're speaking. He wants to come and pour in to allow it to pour out. When we get the full measure of joy into us, it can't help but overflow from us into other people's lives around us. And that's what it's about. What you carry, you get to give away. John 7, verse 37. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And rivers of living waters will flow out from within them. So if I'm getting filled up by the Father, who has got a direct line to my spirit, well, then he can leak all over me as much as he wants, because I want to take it and I want to use it to bring glory to his name and to release others out of that captive state where they step out of their bondage and the sin that's been holding them back in life, and they step into that new relationship with Jesus Christ, that they're so sick of life being bad and wrong for them that they say, Jesus, you've got to be the better alternative for me. And today I say yes to you, and I accept you to be my Lord, my Savior, my guide and my lead in this life, and surrender everything of you and give it all to him and let him take you further forward than you've ever been before. Amen. So Ezekiel 47 and verses 1 to 12 speaks about that river that represents the Holy Spirit flowing out of. So I don't lose my track here. Yeah, Ezekiel 47 speaks about that river of God, that presence that's in us that flows out. There's life in the flow of the river. And when you're in the flow of the river and it's impacting you, and then from deep within you flows rivers of living water, not livers of living water, but there's rivers of living water that God has blessed you with. Let it out. Don't hold it in. You want to release that tap and let it out and step into that gift that God has given every one of us. You are a joy carrier, a joy releaser, and you will impact lives because of what lies within you. You know, joy released by the Holy Spirit is demonstrated in signs and wonders, healings, miracles, prophetic utterances, prophetic insights into people's lives, words of knowledge that let people know that if God knows that about them, that he's going to heal them from that sickness and disease. You are tapping into the gifts and the resources of your God. So he has placed and given you opportunity to step into his river, to flow from his flow and see what happens. That's his gift to us today. Acts 2, 15, 41 speaks there, is what happened when the Holy Spirit showed up. This is the encounter where, you know, like we were saying, it's like when Winston and Sharon were walking and I had to control where they were going because they were getting just snookered in the Holy Ghost. They were like legless, you know. And so when they were speaking about this in Acts chapter 2 and verse 15 to 41, you can read this encounter by yourself. So what happened when the Holy Spirit showed up? They get empowered. There's like tongues of fire falls in the room. The building shakes and their life gets impacted. And they walk out of that building completely fired and set up for what they were about to do. And Peter said, we're not drunk as you suppose. It's a different kind of drinking. It's not the alcoholic kind, which you don't really have control over when it takes you so far down that you are completely obliterated and you become like this blob of jelly that can't even speak right, stand straight, or move down a street straight. You know, but when the power of the Lord is upon you, it is a different, and it looks similar, but it is so much better. You know, so Joel's promise was then put out in Acts 2. You know, he's come to set the captives free, and you know that we get to operate in the things of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, because of his outpouring. And then 3,000 people came into the kingdom that day. Why? Because there was something different. They seen what these men and women were carrying, that it was the power of God, the power of God that leads unto salvation. You know, so people gave their lives to this source of power that they didn't realize what it was, but it was the Lord God Almighty saying, this is me, I am your creator, and I am here today to encounter you so that you come and shift from where you are, because I have got a better life for you in my kingdom. Your life's not working out for you, so come with me, walk in my ways, and let me set you free and take you into a life journey with me as your king, as your Lord, and as your master. And that's where you want to be today. You want to be in that place where you get to walk out what the Father has for you. He has good gifts for you, and only good gifts will he give you because he is a father. Now in Acts chapter 3 and verse 6, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. So what you have is there for a reason, not just for you to have a nice little time by yourself, which is great. I'm not knocking that, but there's always a reason why God gives a gift, and there has to be an outworking of that gift. Otherwise, a gift never gets unwrapped. So we want to be the people today that unwrap the gift and the presence of God that is all around us, in us, surrounds us, and oozes out of us. And people look at you when you walk past them in the street because they're picking up on the atmosphere of heaven that you carry. Remember what we said earlier? That the kingdom of God is at hand. It's your hand. You have control of how you release it, where you release it. And when you're prompted by the Holy Spirit, do not hold back. Jump right in. Get in that river and allow God to fill your mouth with the words that he has. Don't get caught up on, well, I need to get my Bible out and I need to get this word. I know a verse and it's in Luke somewhere. No, forget that. Go with what's in you. The word of the Lord is in you. He is in you. He knows his word better than you do. So allow him to bring it to the surface and deliver it, because it's good for that person that you're about to encounter, because it will change their life. Because when the Spirit of the Lord moves you in a scenario like that, he is about to do something. It may sound stupid to you, but go with it, because God's up to something for that person. And you don't need to really know about it, because it's all giving glory unto him. And when he's about to work in someone's life, then he's about to work. Step back, be the vessel to be used, and allow the Holy Spirit to work through you and see someone changed. We must have an encounter so we can become encounter, so that others can have an encounter. That's an important key. We must have an encounter. So we got to go first. We got to have our encounter. So there's a bubbling river flowing and bubbling out over us so that we can become encounter. So when we get filled up, we are a walking encounter of the living presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that others from us can have an encounter with the glory of the Lord, his presence that changes everything. Amen. And when we experience the overflowing joy of the Lord, we can give it away. That's why it is. Freely you've been given, freely give. So be the people today that you're designed to be. Get your tap turned on. Stop holding it back. Stop being so busy thinking about, well, what if people think this about me? What if that? What if that? Forget it. That will crush you. That will hold you back. That will stop joy being released into your life. That will keep you under that weight that you're living under already. But when you tap into the presence of the King, when you turn on that flow that's in you, that wants to bubble out of you, well, then your life changes, and joy, joy, joy will mark your steps everywhere you go. Amen. I'm going to give you a little testimony. This is a few years ago here, but Kevin Debman, when they were involved in training a school in Redding, California, they had this occasion where they got to pray for a man that had just had the top of his thumb cut off in an accident. And Kevin shares the story. Basically, he said, I go over to the guy and I got some of the students with me and said, I just offered to pray, and the guy said, yeah, you can pray for it. And so he said, I just got oil out. I felt I needed to get oil out. And I began to rub oil into the top of this man's thumb. And with that, he said, I got overcome with laughter, joy. I could not help myself. I said, I was like laughing right in the face of this man. And if this man had taken it wrong, he would have thought I was being like, oh, just having a real pop at him and making a mockery out of his injury. And he could have popped me one right in the nose. Said, but the joy of the Lord was there. The atmosphere of the presence was there. And I knew it was Holy Spirit. So we kept rubbing this oil into this man's thumb. And over 3 minutes passed and the man's thumb grew back to its original state. Come on. The students then got excited. They seen the presence of God's here. Miracles are happening. Let's go a bit further. And they laid hands on this man, prayed for him as well, and watched his nail grow back into its place on his thumb. Come on. That's what you carry. That's why God has blessed you. That's what you've got, that bubbling, bubbling, bubbling explosion inside you that Jesus is just saying, come on, guys, use it. It's given to you for a purpose. Get it out. Get it out of your arsenal and use it for my glory, because when I want to touch someone, I want to do it through you. So Holy Spirit is in you. It's a gift. The joy of the Lord is in you. It's a gift. So today we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I want the joy of the Lord. I want to be bubbling up. I want that rivers of living water to flow out of me. I want to be the person that sees miracles like that. That's a small miracle to see someone's thumb grow back. But nonetheless, it is God at work, what? Through us, to bring glory to his name and to bring someone into an encounter with the Father who loves them. And that's what we're here for. We're here to take the gospel of good news out there on the streets and to see people healed, see their lives changed, and that we get to do it. We get joy. Because why? Because we're the ones that get to see it right in front of our eyes. We're the ones that are standing there saying, did you just see that? Did that really happen? And so, because there's something in us that we can't help ourselves. There's a belief that stirs up in us and rises in us when we see the miraculous taking place right in front of our very eyes. Wow. And God is on the move. He has never stopped. All it is that we are these lockdown vessels who have not turned on their tap. Right now, in Jesus' name, turn your tap on. Release it, and we release joy over you right now. Put your hand on your forehead and say, Father, give me the joy of the Lord, that bubbling river of life flowing inside of my spirit. Let it bubble, 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 double trouble for the devil, because that's what we're here for. We're here to destroy the works of the enemy, the devil. And so we want all of the arsenal of heaven in us, flowing through us, so we become encounters for people out there that need to meet this Jesus Christ that will change everything in their life. So right now, I just pray a blessing on you and the favor of the Lord upon you, and I release and uncork the Holy Spirit within you right now, that the fire of the Lord would just flow over you, that right now there is no restrictions on Holy Spirit. There is no mask that can stop Holy Spirit from encountering you today. Forget the mask. Forget the mask, because the Lord is coming upon you to actually not just hide your mouth, but uncover your mouth and unveil you, because there is a message of the Spirit of the living God that's in you, wanting to bubble out and to tell others the good news of the gospel, that they today can have an encounter that will change everything. They today can have an encounter that stops them from having the nightmares and the night terrors in their night times, which wreck their sleeping patterns and destroy their ability to do life well during the day. That the power of God's in you, that when someone's got MS, when someone's got depression, the spirit of life that's in you needs to share that with them, so that their ignition happens as well, that out of their pit, like Daniel, you know, when he was in Joseph, when he was in the pit, he needed an encounter to get him out of the pit, to get him on his life's journey. So out of a darkness and a hole, he got out and his life went on and became great. So, you know, depression is not something that you need to live with, but depression is a terrible thing and it hits so many people. But know this today, that the Spirit of the living God, who is bigger than your depression, who is bigger than you, wants to impart life to you today. It is his heart. He wants to give you gifts that set you free, that remove that from you. Whatever has done and gone wrong in your life, God wants to come right into the very root of that and remove it from your life. So you get to do life as he designed you to do, not as how you're held and bound. If you're bound, you're not free. And today I speak freedom over you that the Father gives you today, that the life force of the Holy Spirit, the water that bubbles within you, will begin to bubble and overflow, overtake you and come out of you under the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the gift of the Father for you. So we bless you today. So what is joy? Are you a joy carrier? Is it or will it be important to your life? I say it will be. What are some of the ways now? I'm going to challenge you. What are some ways that you can cultivate being a joy carrier? How are you going to incorporate that into your daily life? How is it going to become part of you? This is where you get to action the truth of the word that you've just heard. You get to action it. You get to pursue it. You get to ask God for it. And you get to cultivate in your life so that you become an encounter for someone else. Amen. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Let it be an early morning joy. The minute your feet hit the floor in the morning, let you just be bubbling up from deep within, that you just can't get enough and you want to tap into that source that's there. So that you get your barrels filled up. You get your water bottle filled up for the day, ready for what is about to happen to you today in Jesus' name. I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That great will be your days ahead of you. That great will be the freedom that you encounter. And great will be the presence of your God in and around and through your life. That you get to see, that you get to touch heaven like you never thought little old me would ever get to do. I have news for you today that your God is greater. Your God is more powerful. And your God is coming, coming, coming to equip you, to train you and prepare you, because what is coming is going to be mighty. There is a harvest coming and you are part of the reaper. You are a reaper for the Lord Jesus Christ in this next season that will win souls for the Lord, because good news is in you and it bubbles from within you. And that joy that you will carry will be great, and it will be an encounterer of others, because they will want to ask you, what is going on with you that you're so joyful? So I bless you with it in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that you would have encounters this week like never before. Send us in your testimonies. Send us in your stories of what has happened to you. You know, our email is office@freedomfireministries. She's laughing away here now because it's normally me that's correcting her, but our email is freedomfireministriesoffice@gmail.com. So you got a story, you got a testimony of how this transformed you, how it changed you. Well, then please come back to us. Let us know. Don't be one of the 10 lepers that didn't come back. Only one came back to tell Jesus that everything had changed. Let's get the stories. Let's get the testimonies of the Lord God Almighty out there and moving through us. So love you all. Have a great week and be ready because you got to turn your tap on. Turn it on. Say, Lord, I don't see any, but I'm turning, Lord, and just go with it. And be expectant because he's coming, because it's already in you and just is going to bubble up. In fact, get with other believers. Get with other believers that you know are filled with the Spirit of the Lord and say, guys, I've never done this before. Pray for me. Let's do some worship and let's enter in and see what God does in and through your life today. Love you guys. Have a great week. We're signing off here right now.